This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for, is it the 6th or the 5th?
The 5th.
April 5th. It's a Thursday in 2018.
Is Hooman there?
Hooman, I'm pretty sure he's in the other room. Let me double check.
Oh, you don't have to check.
Okay.
He'll get there at some point.
Figure it out.
In this studio, which is Studio D, it's Vinny and myself. Bryn is producing. On the board here, Yuzette, I'm going to assume, will
she's,
be in Studio
B. She will
B
be there, but she's not there
with
right
Hooman.
Now.
And our special guest today in Studio C, all by himself, doing stand-up at the window.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Rudy Ortiz.
All right. Reminds me of most of my shows.
Crank him up a little more.
All right.
You barely hear that guy.
You always say that.
I always crank that room all the way up. You guys are hearing him fine?
I'm all the way up.
Mm.
All right.
We're cranking.
That's a song, Sarah, by the way.
Say it again.
No, never mind.
Sing it.
That's the only part I know. That's the chorus.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. You know, that's
a song.
I don't know. Well, who
does talking
it?
About his hard on or what's he talking about?
Got to be his cock, right?
No, that would be a great song for Viagra.
Maybe his career. I'm thinking, he's at the top of his game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I don't know.
The rest of the beginning of that verse goes, nothing can stop me. I'm all
that's
the
right.
way
nothing
up.
So it just gives you a
little
up.
Context.
That's right.
Just so you know what it's about.
I was
that
right.
is a little bit less sexual when you say
my lyrics were, I'm all the way up.
Modern day hip hop is trash.
As soon as you said I'm all the way up, I just pictured a dong.
I'm finally hard.
Yeah. Pfizer needs to jump on this.
Cialis is great.
Right.
So the last few times you've been on the show,
yes.
they've been epic.
They've been good.
People are freaking out over the escapades of one Rudy Ortiz.
The sexcapades.
What am I talking about, excapades? So
the bar is high.
The bar Rudy. Is
Whoa.
High. The bar is very, very
well,
high. It's all the way up.
It's all the way up. Yes, yeah. it is.
The 69 in Italy.
Yeah, the right. face grinding incident.
That's pretty good.
No shower.
Vinny cannot get past that. Like, you guys are walking around all day, she just plunks her pussy right down on your face.
Boom.
Just met her.
I mean, I don't know. Is that wrong, though?
It's not wrong. In fact, I'm a fan of the 69,
right.
of just fuck my face. Do it.
Right.
But I want to at least know her for a day or more. Like, I
just feel like too soon for
it's
strange
your
juices.
Face, you know, I mean,
I think if you go to a strip club, because I've been to strip clubs before. Like, I went to a strip club in Arlington.
Oh boy,
yeah, and I forget what it was called.
Arlington,
man.
Texas.
Arlington, yeah, they had.
You were just there.
We were there one. We were in Houston one night,
uh-huh.
and then we spent the last three nights at the in Arlington at the Arlington Improv.
Okay.
And on the second night of being in Arlington, we went to a strip club. And, you know, I went to the ATM because I was like, I'm going to make it rain tonight.
Sure.
And there was, yeah, straight up. I had that feeling. I was like, I'm busting out $100.
Oh, my God, a whole $100? You get it in ones?
I was like, can you break these 220s for me, man? I need to make it rain.
Does that go down to fives or ones?
Dude, that goes down to ones. Believe me, no, I'm making it last.
Down to ones.
And then here's the thing, though, Vinny. Like, I'm that guy that walks around the club. Like,
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
You got ones?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I'm being serious. What do you think? I'm throwing out fives? What am I, the Monopoly guy?
I think you're supposed to make it rain with hundies.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I thought you made it rain just like a drop.
No, I'm making it drizzle in that case.
It's misting.
Drizzle.
It's,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's ones.
Like that.
I had no
That's
idea.
What I get, too. I go
no,
ones.
No, the biggest ballers always get ones.
Thank you.
Yeah, for
because,
sure.
Why?
When I went to the strip clubs in New Orleans, the guys were really rich, right?
Right.
And they would just change 100, and they'd literally just grab the stack and just throw it at the stage.
Right.
And then it would get all over the floor.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, the ones are all over the floor
Let
right now.
Let me pick some of those up and tuck them in a garter belt or two.
But, Brent, isn't it funny, though, when these guys, like these rich dudes who yes, they all get 100s, they take a $100 bill, they break it into ones because they're reasonable people. You know?
Right. they're good with math.
They're not just throwing money away.
they're not fools. That's how they rich stay rich, okay?
makes sense.
But, literally a trickle down.
But here's the thing, though. Bryn is alluding to these guys throwing the dollars. I saw this guy do just that, Bryn, but he did it at this club. I'm trying to remember what the name of the club was, but he grabbed a fistful of ones, and he did it with that aggression. He threw it at this lady's face. He was like, bitch, I'm rich, bow. Oh. And I was like, why would you disrespect this lady? She's popping her pussy for you. I'm like, come on, she's working hard, and you're throwing dollars in her face?
Well,
that was terrible.
I feel like, I hate to ruin the lightness of the good times, but I feel like you're... Part of it must be degrading her and making her crawl around for ones on the floor. Is that it or no?
I'm sure that's it for some people.
I think that like the whole breaking it into ones and spewing it all over the place is like she's on the floor,
not
like
even on the
crawling
stage.
Around.
Yeah.
Like, give me my money.
I need to fish my money. I got to pay my rent and my baby needs food.
I think there's two sides of it. The guys that throw it up in the air and actually make it rain. I think that there is a part of them that say, I want to show off the fact that I have money, and I also want to see the girls, run around and chase these dollars. But there's nothing too. I don't think that's as degrading as taking a fistful of ones and like throwing it like at the woman's face,
powering
or something
it.
Like that.
Yeah,
because then you're really saying, now you're saying like, here you go, like fucking, you're beneath me. You know what I'm saying? Then he went back and he high-fived all his friends. So that's a little bit like what I like to do. When a girl's I lure them over.
So you got your wand.
I got my wand.
Them over. What, you just wave the money in the air so the waft of it reaches them?
I don't flash the whole $15 to $20 out
at a time.
I fan them.
Strategic,
okay? Right? Because I'm not a fool.
Fan the ones like a peacock fans his feathers.
Right, to show off. Hey, I'm available and I'm ready to play. You know.
14 ones.
So
right?
I fanned off. I was down.
I have 14 bucks. It could all be yours, honey.
I was down to my last 12er. and what I like to do is I like to talk to the girls, you know?
Oh.
I tell the girl, I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Where are you from? And I ask them all these questions. Right?
Where are you from? The fucking back room in there.
And
a sleazy dark room.
And I tell the girls, I'm like, you know, I like to dance too. So I get them in the mood to like kind of be playful. And then when I get them to that point where they're like bent over and they're like twerking and their ass is clapping and all that, I don't degrade them.
Is this on the stage or is this a private
No,
dance?
This is like on the side of the stage. They come
to the
side.
They'll crawl
of the
over to you, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And they'll crawl over to you, you know, with, you know, full of respect and dignity, of course.
Right.
Of course.
And what I like to do is I like to bend them over, and when they're doing their little twerk thing, I like to like softly put the dollar on their head, you know, like fold it in half, and then just like place it on their head, and then I like to see how many I can stack
over the top of them.
Like she's bent over in front of me, and then I can see the back of her head, and I like to just like place the dollar on their head and stack it like Jenga. I just like to see how many I can stack before she twerks it off, you know?
Or before you hit the 14th dollar.
Right. I'm not going that far. I'm going to save the last two, you know?
Because
I'm going to make it rain on the way out, Vinny, you know? You know how like a magician throws a smoke bomb? I throw my last $3 in there and I poof, vanish.
What the fuck is going on here?
What was your favorite dancer's name?
She told me her name was Genesis.
Oh, Genesis.
Genesis. I'm like, oh shit. Okay, like starting your life all over again. Okay, I get it.
Like the Sega.
Like yeah. So she was very nice.
Were there any other good names that stuck out? I love stripper names.
Actually, the one that I always run into, which like in my mind has become just a stripper name, is Cinnamon.
Oh, Cinnamon.
Yeah, Cinnamon. There's always, every club has at least one Cinnamon.
She's spicy but sweet.
Right. She's got a C-section scar or something like that. Like, she's like, she's lived life.
C for Cinnamon and C-section.
Right. She's like the elder statesman of the strippers. So she's the wisest one. But it's just, there is definitely a culture, like a strip club culture. And, you know, guys, we indulge in it. When we're in there, we just go crazy.
Okay, so you went and did two shows or a bunch of shows?
No, we did
Texas.
A bunch of shows. We did one show on Wednesday night, and then we did one show on Thursday night. But then we had two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday. So a total of six shows.
And the strip club was every night or one of the nights?
It was only one of the nights, you know, because I can only go to the ATM so many times.
Yeah,
you know, so.
That's true.
I don't want to blow all my comedy money. Yeah, you know, sometimes I just want to go back to the hotel room and watch HBO. You know, sometimes I just want to do that.
Yeah, that's so grown of you. My little brother used to get his paycheck, and he would go to the strip club, and 2 days later, he'd be broke. He'd spend the whole thing there.
Right.
And then he'd come out and be like, oh, no. I don't have money for food, gas, rent, None of it.
It's a crazy contrast. Like when you're in the club having the time of your fucking life, and then when you're on the plane 48 hours later going home realizing that like you're not even going to be able to pay your fucking your Netflix because you spent those last $13 on Cinnamon's Head.
Yep.
Cinnamon's Head.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to control yourself. So I always pick when I go on the road. I always say I'm going to go and I'm going to fucking get wild one night.
Oh.
Like one night I'm gonna right. put all my energy into one night and just go buck yeah. Just funnel it all in there.
Yeah. So did you mentioned when I was telling you don't say anything yeah. about Houston or Texas, you had just gotten started off air trying to tell us some of these but
bit.
So it sounds like it was a lot of barbecue, a little bit of strip club, and really nothing else. Like no dip in the wick for
yeah,
Rudy.
I'm not gonna lie. I got no play. I got no play on this one. Like, and there was plenty of girls that you know that maybe I could have made a run at.
Why did you not just try not to be a slut?
You know, no. I mean, I'm always trying to be a slut. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, every dude's got that slut in him. You know, so if it happens, if the opportunity presents itself, you go for it. But I don't know. I guess it was just one of those trips where it just there was no like groupies or nobody was that interested after the show. So we just kind of did our thing and. Told the jokes and then we tried to compensate for it at the strip club. So it was one of those type of trips.
Have you circled back to the lady that you actually kind of liked that you ruined it with?
Oh no,
you the haven't one, seen her
the,
yet.
The one from oh wait, you're talking about well, you know, a couple of weeks ago I tried to talk to a girl.
Which one is this?
You don't remember this story?
Which one is this?
This is the this girl. Is the... This is the girl that I went out with some friends. And
how right. can I forget this?
Oh, yeah,
right.
She slammed her beer
yeah,
down.
She slammed, right.
I went
she
out with
took
some friends.
Off and said, your friend's a douchebag.
Yes. Yeah. And she yeah. And then she told my friend that. And then right. my friend came in and checked me. And she was
what
like,
what did you do?
She was like, what are you doing? She was like, she told me that you just invited her back to your house for a podcast. And I was like, and I realized, okay, that's extremely lame. I get that. And I told her, I was like, I know. It's not my best moment. It was a terrible line. You know, here, let me stack these dollars on her head and make things better. But no, I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to circle back with her. But she did text me. And she did, or not the girl, the girl's
friend.
Or my friend, our mutual friend.
Right.
She texted me and she goes, hey, I'm having a party next weekend. A bunch of my friends are going to come. And she gave me like the winky face emoji. You know what I mean? So she's kind of letting me know that her friend is going to be there. So I do plan on going to this party.
You don't have a gig that night?
I don't think I have a gig that night. But even if I did have a gig, I'd go after.
You know? So what are you going to say? What are you going to say to her?
I'm going to take your advice.
What did I say?
Because I remember you said, hey, look, if she says anything about it, you know, you just got to be straight up about it. Like, look, hey, okay, we were drinking. We were having a good time. We were flirting. We were touching, you know, holding hands, being very flirtatious. And, yeah, I thought you'd want to come over and hang out.
I liked you. I didn't want to call you. I wanted to keep hanging out.
It was still relatively early. I thought you'd want to come over. Yeah, maybe the podcast line was lame.
Maybe.
Which every time I repeat it, I realize how much more lame it is, how lame it actually
Leave
is.
Leave the yeah. baby off that sentence.
I mean, do you think that I could get some points back, Sarah? Like I could.
I do, but I think you have to make it more less of like a "Can I have another chance?" and more of just like "I'm sincerely sorry."
Right. That's it.
You know, I'm not trying to.
Do you remember my advice, Rudy?
What was your advice?
What was your advice?
You lost your chance.
You lost your chance,
the
honey.
The bus has gone away.
Oh, yeah.
You missed the bus.
Slam the beer and
Will
walk
you stop
away.
Stop it.
No.
She was the cool
well,
one in
go
that.
Up to her.
He
I'm
needs
so
to go.
Sorry. I'm
yes,
so sorry that I invited
her.
You over for a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, that was.
She's like, I'm sorry. That was super lame. I should have asked you for your number. I just didn't want the night to end. And,
right.
You know, I don't expect you to forgive me and jump into
you
my arms
really
right now.
You don't really like her, though, do you?
I'm sure he does.
No, here's the thing. She was cool. She was cool. And that's where it started. That's where like begins, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if she's cool, then the gate's open.
Plus,
for
she was cool
her.
When she slammed the beard down and walked out.
I'm not gonna lie,
that's
that was
cool.
That was pretty badass.
I like that girl
because she just ended it on
yeah,
a bang.
Yeah, but you were being a dipshit. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, okay, granted, my dipshitness should not take away from her ability to just like capitalize on the moment.
All right, I'll give you that.
You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying? So I give her that. I totally give her points on that. And honestly, maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe I do need a girl that is like gonna like reject me from time to time. I mean, sometimes I get the feeling that the girls that kind of push me away are the ones that I want to chase.
Well,
even
that's
more.
Normal,
right?
Absolutely.
So maybe she does suck, and the fact that she stormed out is the only reason you're interested in her.
Ooh, this could be a Pandora's
hey.
Box.
But you know what you could do is you like do the same thing she does and slam your drink down in front of her next time. Don't even talk to her. Just
radio.com. Radio.com.
And stay away from her, and maybe she'll chase you.
Like some reverse psychology
yes.
shit.
Oh.
That could work.
Yeah, I'm not good at, you know, maybe you shouldn't listen to me. I do the wrong thing all the time.
I think Bryn might be right. Like, write it off and see if she comes back and says, so are you still going to be stupid or what? And
right.
Then you can be, then you go like, all right, you got me. But, you know.
So are we agreeing that reverse psychology works on, men and women?
Well, I think
games work. That's why I would play them.
It's a game. It
really
is a game.
At least you're not the guy with hat in hand scratching the dirt with your toe in front of you.
Right.
Oh, so sorry about that.
I never want to be that guy.
Yeah,
I never want. Especially
then, don't listen to me because that's who you should be.
That's who she's telling you to be.
But scratching my toe. I mean, come on. Wouldn't you respect me more though, Sarah? Let's say I did that to you, right? Wouldn't you respect me more if I actually was trying to be a stand-up guy about it and accept it? Versus,
as long as you at that point didn't then start the come on again. That's the thing that would end it for me. Because it's like, well, it's one thing. Like, yeah, you pissed me off. Hey, You know what? I'm sorry about that. We got off on the wrong foot. Have a good one.
Right.
Then you leave and I'm all,
oh. Right.
But if you're then, so can we pick that back up where we left off?
That is kind of douchey.
Yeah, super douchey.
It's almost like if I were to go that route, that is the come on itself. The fact that I'm accepting it and the fact that I'm saying, hey, look, I know I can't. We got off on the wrong foot.
Maybe you say wrong foot, blah blah blah, all that shit, and then you slam your beer down and walk away.
Boom.
There you go.
So now you've said you're sorry, and now you're funny too, and you're gone.
Right. Yeah. Take her beer.
Where'd he go?
Take her beer and slam it.
There you go.
Give me that
I'm
Miller
liking
Lite.
This. I think we have a plan. I think we have a workable plan.
I like it. Hey, Newman, what would you do?
Well, I was going to ask you a couple questions.
Ooh,
can I ask a couple questions real quick? First of all, where's this party at that you're going to see her?
This is going to be in the East Bay at somebody's house, like up in the hills somewhere.
Can Hooman go, I think is what he's getting at.
I think Hooman wants to. Well, I don't know, Hooman. You didn't like blockers too much. There's going to be a lot of drugs and sex going on.
I gotta try to stay away from that kind of stuff. I'm not convinced that you like this girl. I have a feeling she's going to want more than just, like, sex.
Okay.
He's saying she sounds high maintenance.
No, she sounds like she might want a relationship.
What you think she wants a relationship? Why?
Listen
because
to Bryn interpreting. Good job.
Bryn, he's a Hooman translator.
He really is good at it.
The Hooman translator.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm just getting a sense that she... Like, what if she... Aren't you always afraid that girls are going to fall for you and they're going to...
No, we're not afraid of that.
That's what Hooman's afraid of.
That they're going to fall for me?
Yeah, he's afraid that they're going to be a problem for him.
Like, they're gonna say, hey, you know, I saw a picture with you and a bunch of other people, and why wasn't I invited? Or I thought we were hanging out. You know, we had some premarital sex, and I feel like we should, you know, continue seeing each other.
I've actually only had that happen to me like one time, and that was when I was in an actual relationship. But recently, one thing that did happen in Houston is I have a friend out there who knows a girl that I hang out with that I've hung out with out
when
here
you say
in California.
Hung out with,
you know, hooked up, right?
Boner.
Right, yeah, straight up.
Got it.
So
someone in Texas or someone here?
I have a friend that lives in Houston who knows a girl that I've hooked up with out here.
Okay,
that,
all right.
A girl that lives out here. And I told her, you know, when I went to Houston, she told me, she said, hey, look, you know, I'm gonna use the name
Regretta.
Jenny.
Okay,
right?
Jenny.
Jenny told me that you guys hooked up and that she thought that you were gonna call her and that she thought that you guys were gonna actually like do this and do that. And I was surprised to hear that because, you know, this is one of those instances, and I had to explain to my friend in Texas. I said, look, I told Jenny, this is true, we did hook up, but I told Jenny, I said, Jenny, I want to hang out with you. I'm attracted to you, but here's the thing. I'm not going to be around on weekends. There's going to be times where I'm going to break plans. There's going to be times where I'm going to leave abruptly. Like, this can't go any further than just us hooking up. And I'm telling you that right now. If you're okay with that, we can proceed. But if you're not okay with that, like, let me know right now. Because I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to be a jerk. You know what I mean? I don't want that to... I've been a jerk before in my younger days, and I just don't... I don't like that slimy
trail
that you
want. Were you in bed when you said that speech?
No, we were on the verge of getting butt-ass naked, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right before.
But here's all she heard.
Why do chicks do that?
Here's all she heard. We're going to keep doing this in the future.
Okay, but now here's my question.
That's what you heard. But I want to do this in the you're hot, I'm into you,
But if women want a guy that is open and that is honest and that's into communication, why would she completely bypass that?
Why did you never call her back?
Because I didn't have to.
What do you mean?
Well,
you told her you were going to, you're like, if we do this, I'll see you. I'm attracted to you. I think you're great. These are all the things that you heard. And then that was it.
No.
Oh, what a scumbag.
No. We had sex multiple times.
Oh, okay.
We had sex multiple times, which means that I had to call her. You know, I did call her. We communicated. But again, we communicated like during non-business hours, like late at night.
Oh.
So we knew what the deal was.
Sup, girl.
Yeah, pretty much.
You up?
That's all
you
it up. And she's like, yeah.
Hey, girl.
Like, you better. It's 11:30 in the morning. I mean, why would she bypass that part? I feel like you're just hurting yourself. If you're a girl and a guy's telling you that, don't just disregard all that stuff that he's saying.
She might be thinking, oh, I'll change that.
Yep.
See,
exactly.
I'll change you. That's the problem.
You won't be
you're
able to get enough
fall
of me.
For me, honey.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I mean,
you seen these chichis? Come on.
And she did have them, though, too. She had those single mom chichis.
So what'd you say to Jenny, the friend? or
wait, what are single mom what?
Chichis?
Well, you know,
are they like sagging a little?
No, but like one nipple is longer than the other, and it's just.
Is that a good thing?
It looks like a chewed up pencil eraser sometimes. Not all the time, just sometimes. Just sometimes, you know.
Is that from the kid?
It's from the kid. Oh, yeah, for sure it's from the kid. And you can tell that the kid liked the left titty more than the right titty. Like, he was just... Like, the kid...
How old's the kid? Still breastfeeding?
No, the kid is young. He's like... I think he's like 4 or something like that.
So he could still be on the nipple.
He might creep up in there while she's asleep. But I just don't understand why they disregard that part. It's just so important. I'm going out of my way. Like, I'm risking looking like an asshole to give you the proper information so that you're not hurt. And then you just completely disregard it? I mean,
I don't know. People can't control their hearts.
Oh my God. Who men with the aggressive eyebrows and the aggressive affection?
I'm just preparing you because I don't want you to, ignore this girl's feelings or intentions or motives.
The friend says. Why'd you play Jenny that?
The
and then what did you say,
said,
I'll call her when I get home?
No, I told my friend, I said, look, I told Jenny that this wasn't going to be a committed thing. And it's not because I don't like her or because I don't think like she's a girl that I would want to build something with. It's because I'm just not going to be around. I'm not going to be around. The way my life is right now, I'm just not going
to
be around.
Jenny just threw herself out a window when she talked to your friend and told the whole story. Like, that's the end of that.
Yeah, and I guess she didn't realize that my friend was going to tell me because we're really good friends. And, she wanted to spark a conversation with me, but she ended up making me feel bad because now, on the way home, I'm thinking to myself, wow, next time I talk to Jenny or when I run into Jenny, I'm going to have to bring this up, right? Because I don't want to be a jerk and just pretend like she's not upset about this. Mm. I got to say something.
You're so warm.
I'm just saying though.
You're so considerate.
I feel like if you leave that negative energy behind you, it's gonna end up catching up to you. So I'm just trying to do my best to just kind of get rid of it or fix it whenever I create
There's
it.
There's no
when I come
fixing
across
that though. It's too no. you're.
There's nothing I can say.
You
to
said you were honest with her. That's the thing about being a single guy. As long as you're clear about your motives and your intentions, then you get to. Guilt-free?
Right. But
I mean, she's a grown woman. She has to make decisions based on the information you provided her. At this point, though, what are you going to say to her that's going to make her feel...
Exactly.
I think you're attractive. I want to do this more.
That's not his fault, though.
It's
not. He told her the truth. Now, you just got to leave her. Here's what you say to her. Voicemail. There's nothing to say to her. You can't talk to her anymore.
You know what? I get the feeling, though, that being a single guy, though, like your word is the weakest when it's my word against theirs. My word never wins because it's so easy to say, yeah, you know how guys are.
Right.
You know how single guys
lump
are.
Lump you right in with everybody.
You know, he's just going to lump me in. And I was like, dude, I gave you an advisory. I told you beforehand.
Maybe
you should
have a little contract that they sign.
You know what's crazy, though, Sarah? Like, sometimes I think that maybe I need to start when I do this type of stuff. Because I've done this before in the past where I'm like trying
how
to be honest.
How many of these contracts do you have out there?
Am I the only one you're signing contracts with? It's like, no,
You know what? I mean, I don't want to speak for whom, and he can speak for himself. But this is, I'm guessing, is why he doesn't get involved with anybody for any fun because...
Well, that's what he just said, the premarital sex, and it leads to feelings.
As soon as you start doing stuff with somebody, they suddenly are like, and then I want you to meet my mom. And you're all, right. What?
Okay, like...
That's
like,
the truth.
But Hooman, is that, I mean, is that a way to live, though, you guys?
It
just
is.
Being so
safe.
Careful all the same
way
to
live.
It is. That is
it
the way to live.
It absolutely is. Hell yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't know if,
well,
if I can subscribe
just,
to
listen,
that.
Listen, I'm the opposite side of everyone on the show and probably everyone on the planet. Mm. I'm just giving you another perspective to think about before you, like, you know, go crazy because your fame is exploding. Thanks to this morning.
Boom.
Show.
46 followers in 1 month. Boom.
Is that right?
What's
what
up?
Me? I'm following you
I'm
now.
I'm blowing up. I got 46 followers in this last month. That's right. I'm keeping track. I'm almost up to 2,000.
Listen, the more famous
Nine
you become,
Rudy Ortiz.
The higher, nice. Like, the more chicks they're going to throw themselves at you. So just be careful.
I think
Hooman is speaking from experience. He has right. chicks throwing himself at them left at him
you're
left
to,
and right.
He's just beating them off with just a club.
He's
definitely beating them off.
I know Bryn won't admit this, but, you know, people know he's married. Chicks know he's married, and they're hitting on him left and right.
Listen, people know John, where I take him to a gig, he's always like, I could have totally got laid tonight.
Damn it, Sarah. You ruined my game.
Wow. Do you think the fact that he's married or the fact, like, when a guy's married or when a guy has some sort of obligation, does that make them more attractive all of a sudden?
Maybe, because they're not putting out that vibe like, hey, honey, what's going on? I'm desperate.
Right.
Or maybe they see someone who likes to be coupled up and they figure he's probably bored of her.
Yeah.
But he might want to couple up with me.
Right.
But you know what I get the feeling of? I get the feeling that it's not just it's like this common idea that when a woman sees a guy with a wedding ring, oh, he's automatically more sexy. I'm willing to take it one step further, okay? As a guy who's not married but does have obligations, I'm willing to say that.
But does wear a ring everywhere.
Yeah,
you
should wear a ring.
I don't wear it on my finger, though. You know, I wear it somewhere else.
All right.
So. with this ring.
I walk around with that thing. It's got a diamond on
top. I'm always ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Here's the thing, though.
I'm all the way up. Right. Wait, what is it again?
Nothing
can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Full circle, everybody.
Here's my thing, Vinny. I almost feel like I'm going to take it one step further. It's not just about marriage. It's about, sometimes I feel like when a woman sees a man who has an obligation, something that he's committed to, something that he's just completely devoted himself to, I almost get the feeling that they just, like Uzi said, they want to just change him. They want to say, hey, maybe I can somehow get in here and show my ability to make this person redirect where they're going so I can be involved somehow. I'm not saying it's malicious.
Well, it is
saying,
malicious.
That's
don't forget
malicious,
they get rid of their friends too.
Homewrecker.
I mean, so it's almost like the attraction is the fact that this guy is on a certain path and he's going in this direction and it's almost just like they want to disrupt it.
They want to be a fork in the fucking road.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why would you want to do that? If you want to jump on board, but I'm going in this direction. But
I just want to test him.
Everybody likes different amounts of drama in their life. I feel like a person who does that, a woman or man, you know, too, that does that is a drama queen and into it.
Yeah.
So they probably even have more than one of those diversions mm-hmm. happening in their life at once because that's what they're into. Because
guys do it too. Let's be honest. Because I know when my ex-girlfriends, when I've actually started to see them happy, I'm like, all right, I'm back in your life. I'm calling you again. I'm texting. Oh, you moved on? No, you haven't. Check this out. How you doing? Click, click, click. I've done that many times, so I know.
It is a weird human nature thing.
I know guys are willing to. Like, when I saw my ex-girlfriend with her new dude, I started, liking all of her pictures.
What's that?
Like, hey, how you been? Long time no see. She's like, yeah, motherfucker, because you broke up with me. So, like, what did you want us to be? Friends? Yeah. Like, come on. I've totally done that. So I don't know why we do that, but
I think it's the drama. Well, it's also, you know, I remember after I broke up with this girl that I went out with for a long time, and you guys knew her, and I didn't want to be with her. We were broken up. We did not get along. She had completely different ideas about what life was supposed to be like. And I was dealing with my own alcoholism at the time, too. And my phone would ring, and I'd be like, I knew she needed me back. God damn it, I knew it. Hello? Mom, do not call here. That girl is not calling me back. What the fuck? Like
you couldn't believe that she just went, yep, fuck that
guy. You can't get on down the road from me.
Right.
I'm here sitting in the road. aren't you coming back to pick me up?
My disaster ass is still better than anybody else out there, right?
That's it's so funny,
weird,
Vinny.
It's some weird, like, irrational arrogance that human beings have, men and women. It's like, if you don't stop for me, then what the fuck is wrong with you? Like that, we rationalize it that way.
Yeah,
well, and it makes really sense.
When you see an ex happy, and you see everything you found attractive about them in the beginning, and the added challenge of, I bet I could get them back.
Right. And now they've actually learned, we learn from our mistakes. So like
most of us,
some of us try to, right? so if I see my ex and like now she's actually doing things a little bit differently, or maybe she's into, you know, maybe she's into sports, like she's down to go watch a baseball game. If I see her at a baseball game with her new dude after never wanting to go to one with me, I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm gonna be like, now all of a sudden you're a baseball
fan? I'm gonna ruin your life.
Right. Like, I'm gonna spill these nachos on your dude's head.
You know?
Like,
now you're agreeable.
Right. And it's like why? You know,
you've obviously learned. Right. I taught you stuff.
I taught you well. And I'm crying at the urinal by myself. No, but yeah, that part of me, that's been woken up before. And I hate to admit it, but it's the truth, though.
No, I think everybody's got that. Sure. Or has been through that enough to say that's pathetic.
Did I make a mistake to let that person go? Right.
I just wanted, you know what the truth is too? I think I just wanted to be in position to hang up on her, you know?
Yes.
Like, there I am. I don't want her back. We never got on.
You want to slam that proverbial beer.
And the fact that, yes, and the fact that she, give me a chance to slam a beer on you.
So funny, Vinny.
Oh, wow.
Dare.
Up, of course, here it comes. Oh, shit, it's Mom. The only woman who calls me these days.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
How you doing, Vinny? How's everything going?
How's the alcoholism? All right, great.
Leave
still under control.
Me be.
Is your liver still quivering? Okay. Okay, take care. Call your mother. I don't know why your mom.
Why do I always have to call you?
I don't know why your mom.
Because that's how every mom is. You never call.
Yeah. Yeah. And
like the mom from Goodfellas, like Tommy's mom from Goodfellas.
Oh, what did she say?
She was like, hey, why don't you settle down? Like your friend Henry. Henry, you never talk. You never talk. Oh, she's the best. She's like the quintessential Italian mom.
Right,
she's the best.
Stereotypical.
God.
Oh, God. How long is this show so far?
32.
We're done.
32.
You are always great.
You guys are always great.
Rudy,
thank you guys for having me.
Thank
great
you.
Job, Rudy.
Even you when you don't get laid,
right?
It's still like the making it rain with the ones on them hoes.
That is the absolute best moment of the show. I like your honesty that you go and you get $100 in ones. That's
right.
Just
I don't need to plug
good.
A five
Standing
to have a good
out those 14 ones. I love it.
I'm rational. Rational baller.
Thing. Balancing them like Jenga things on her head.
On their forehead. Hey, my record.
Dude, that's a bit.
My record is $6. I've gotten up to $6 before. Wow. So I'm shooting
they
for seven.
Hold their head really still.
No, I just asked for a slow song from the DJ so she doesn't twerk too much.
There's
a tactic behind it.
My God, just hit my personal best.
Right. I'm like seven.
Oh, Jenga.
Yes.
All right, Rudy Ortiz, everybody. 9 Rudy Ortiz. That's his Instagram handle. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week.
Yep.